Let's do the birthday scam.
This is a good one. We're going to call up Ron. Ron and his wife got married in a wacky Halloween marriage where they were in vampire costumes and they were brought in coffins. And because they didn't get the marriage license in on time.
Because they forgot to bring it. So they forgot the paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to call now, being from some city organization.
Yep. From any city USA. We won't say which. Do the scam.
Guitar repair.
Hi, is Ron there, please?
Speaking.
Hello, Ron. This is Robert. I'm calling from County Licensing Department. How are you?
Just fine.
I'm calling about your recent wedding. Mm-hmm. We have not received a signed license yet.
Okay.
Have you sent it in?
No.
Well, we have, and I hate to do this, but there's a $500 late fee for not having it processed.
Well, I guess we're just not going to have it done then.
You're not going to...
Well, we're not going to pay $500 for it.
Well, that's the way it is. It's a somewhat new policy.
I'm telling you, we were not told, and whether or not that's a policy, we're not going to pay $500 for it.
Well, and that's your choice. I mean, I'm calling just to
this
tell you.
This is ridiculous. You need to change your policy. That is absolutely ridiculous. I can't believe you're even telling me this.
Well, I am telling you.
Well, we'll just go get another license and start over.
Well, doesn't your marriage mean anything to you?
It means a lot to me, but we're not paying $500 to get this piece of paper done. We're already going to get penalized just for being married because of the tax system.
Well, now that's
you guys
a whole other...
I don't have anything
to do with the tax system.
Well, I'm just telling you, that is my feeling about it.
Okay.
And now you want $500 because we didn't send it in yet?
Well, do you understand what I'm saying? You're not legally married right now.
This is absurd. Who do I need to talk to?
Were you married in a church?
No, we were not.
I just wanted to make sure, because apparently you're not taking your vow of marriage very seriously.
You are insulting me. You are full of telling me that I'm not taking my vow seriously. I am.
Well, if you were serious, you would have sent the paperwork in a timely
manner. Paperwork is paperwork. My vows are something different, and I take them very seriously.
Furthermore, this Joseph... His license expired 6 months ago. Did you know that?
No, I was not aware of that.
Did you ask to see his license?
No, I did not.
Okay. Well, that's how serious you are. Do you even want to be married?
Yes, I do, and I trust this gentleman. I can't believe that he would not make me aware of his license being expired.
Is he a friend of yours?
Yes, he is.
I hate to tell you, but he has 4 marriages on the books that he's performed that are not legal because of his license being expired.
Well, I am glad you told me that, but I do feel like that you are... insinuating things that are absolutely not true.
Perhaps you might get involved with your neighborhood church and go through some counseling.
Who is this?
This is Robert.
Who is your supervisor?
Do you smoke pot?
No, I do not.
Well, I have a feeling you do.
I do not.
In your kooky Halloween pot-smoking wedding, you didn't send in the paperwork.
Is this some kind of joke?
Yes.
Who the is this?
This is Dean and Raj. Joseph wanted us to call you.
Oh, this is really funny.
Well, don't be angry at us because Joseph thought of this whole scenario.
Don't shoot the messenger.
Yes, we were just following his rather explicit instructions. He loves you guys a lot, and everything is okay.
I'm sure this will be real funny later.
Each anniversary, you'll have this hanging over you.